How do you coach a guy in interceptions who's young without taking away the instinct to go? I mean, is that a challenge, or what do you do?
No, I think it's one of those that, you know, what happened? Well, you know, I gave him a shot to make a play. Okay, well, you gave him a shot to make a play 55 yards down the field. Is that your best? Is that really the type of shot you want to take? Probably not. Okay, well, then let's not take that shot again on 2nd and 28. You know, and that's really kind of what it comes down to. You know, let's just learn from this, right? There's going to be so many firsts for him, right? So many firsts, so many. I mean, I don't know how many 2nd and 28s he's had in his career. I know he's had none as a Jaguar, though. So, you know, it's like, well, when I call a play, a lot of times we like to talk about, like, play caller's purpose. Like, what am I calling that play for? And the more experience you have with a quarterback, right, Tom Brady knows exactly why Josh McDaniels is calling what Josh McDaniels is calling it. He's been together for 12 years with Josh, right? You know, this is our second week together or 10th quarter together. So with that, you know, Blake, maybe you say, well, he called that play. Maybe he wanted me to throw the go because we were backed up, you know, rather than now we can teach off of it and talk about, no, we'd like to get everybody to run with the vertical so we can check the ball down and have a nice safe completion unless the vertical pops, you know. So it's a good teaching tool. The other interception, you just, you know, it's one of those I was just, you know, a poor decision. And, you know, as we said, you don't need to make a bad play worse. So, you know, it was we had a run on, he saw something, he thought he saw something, wanted to get out of it, got out of it, then realized that it wasn't a good check when he got the ball, before he even threw it, and then at that case, just throw it away.
Can you talk a little bit about what your expectations were for the running game coming into this season and where you guys are at now, which seems to be very much running back by committee right now?
Yeah, you know, coming into this season, you know, one of the biggest problems or one of the biggest things that we're trying to figure out is, you know, who are we in terms of our players, right? Like, what players do we, you know, what is Toby as a back? What is Storm? Who is, you know, who is D-Rob going to evolve to in his second year? What is Todman, you know, how is he going to be able to impact us in the running game? And, you know, we've become this running back by committee group, and, you know, if we were getting 150 yards doing it, I'd be really excited about it. But, you know, right now we're getting like 55 yards or 60 yards, you know, doing it. So we have to find a way, whether it be maybe give a few more carries to a certain guy, whether it be, you know, we would have, what, 30 yards called back on a 2 holding penalties running the football. That would have been 2 more runs. Maybe then all of a sudden, you know, you convert, you have a couple more opportunities to run the ball. So maybe we would have been able to create 40 yards or 50 yards more rushing. You know, right now it's still an evaluation process. And I'd love to say in week 6 it wasn't going to be, probably going into the season, maybe. But clearly where we're at, with the offensive line, you know, with Pastor just coming back for the first time, we finally have continuity there. We met all of OTAs. Our starting center wasn't Luke Boanko. You know, Zane Beatles was just learning our system. You know, we're making changes at guard. We were making, Jock McClendon was playing, then Brewster was playing. So Linder wasn't starting through OTAs. So now we're just we're really settled up front. Now with the backs, we're going to have to find a way to get a little more settled there and then recognize the fact that maybe we could get to a 15-7-5 type deal.
Back to the running backs a little bit. You mentioned vision. Are you seeing maybe more of those issues with the backs not identifying right spots than maybe you hope?
Yeah, I think what's happening a little bit is it's getting better in that regard. Like, I would have said that a few weeks ago. I think our vision has gotten better because I think we've seen some creases that maybe we haven't seen the last couple of weeks. You know, we've actually seen some of those zone runs kind of go from here to here rather than here to there, you know, and that's big. You know, that's big to be able to see that. Denard had a really good run the other day. Storm had a really good run the other day. Todman took the edge that one time, you know. Guys were able to see it a little bit better. But we just have to keep, you know, finding ways to you need repetition. 4 carries is hard to have that, to develop that vision. And, you know, we only had, what, 15 runs in the game. So we need to find a way to, you know, you'd like to run the ball 25 times a game. You know, you'd like to be in that situation. Now, in order to do that, you got to convert on third down. In order to do that, you got to play close games. And in order to do that, you've got to have the ball in good down and distances, you know, and not 2nd and 28 and 1st and 28 and stuff like that. And then we had a 10-play, 2-minute drive. You know, that's going to be tough.